You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. John Lentz reports at City and State that the Child Victims Act, criminal justice reforms, and early voting have fallen out of the state budget as final negotiations close. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the budget this week, and revamping the state's sexual harassment policies remains a part of the discussions, Lentz reports. The state budget deadline is April 1st. Read the full story at City and State. Chris Bragg reports in Capital Confidential that Democrat Brian Flynn, who has criticized Representative John Faso for just saying his prayers were with shooting victims and has called for enhanced background checks before civilians, quote, get their hands on these weapons of war, end quote, advocated for getting the National Rifle Association as a client in 2004. Flynn is one of seven Democrats running to challenge Faso in the fall. When he was president of a Manhattan-based public relations firm called RLM, Flynn wrote in the Harvard Business Review about trying to sign the NRA as a client. Quote, when clients questioned RLM's political orientation, we told them, quote, you hire us for our communication skills, not our politics, so our personal positions are of little consequence, end quote, Flynn wrote in the 2004 essay. Quote, that said, we also worked hard to recruit clients from across the political spectrum. While our Washington, D.C. office was largely liberal, we had quite a few Republican employees and clients in Los Angeles, and I encouraged the staff to pursue a contract with the NRA to help balance our work with a gun control group, end quote. Now Flynn says, quote, at the time, the company for whom I worked, RLM, had almost exclusively left-leaning liberal clients, including a gun control advocacy group called the Center to Prevent Youth Violence. An employee who is both a Republican and a gun owner came to me with concerns that the company's client portfolio was politically imbalanced and too far to the left. Quote, for the record, we did not do business with the NRA or the gun lobby. To be clear, as a political candidate or representative, I would never take money from the NRA or any group that advocates against reasonable gun protections. I have never veered from my belief that we can support both the Second Amendment and improved gun safety laws at the same time, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Gabriela Paella reports at The Cut that Governor Andrew Cuomo has made some comments recently that have drawn criticism. At a church in Harlem March 25th, Cuomo mentioned that he was Catholic and said Catholics and Baptists share many of the same beliefs, but Catholics, quote, do it without the rhythm, end quote. Then he said, quote, but we try. We are not as without rhythm as our Jewish brothers and sisters, end quote. Before a snowstorm in New York City last week, Cuomo said, quote, I welcome the challenge of anyone who thinks they can shovel more loads per hour than I can. I don't want to wager a lot of money on it, however, end quote. Cuomo said, apparently referring to his new opponent in the Democratic primary election, Cynthia Nixon. Quote, my last record, I believe, was about 600 pounds of snow shoveled an hour. I kept the record on that, end quote. Quote, the governor is under pressure and tremendous daily examination, said Democratic consultant Hank Scheinkopf. Quote, so care is required, and people are just waiting for him to make an error in going after Cynthia Nixon, end quote. Glamour magazine published an exclusive interview with Nixon, wherein she pointed to his, quote, $31 million war chest and called him, quote, famously vengeful. Asked last week about an interview with Nixon in Glamour magazine, Cuomo claimed to not have read it and said he does not usually read Glamour. Quote, and I don't mean to insult Glamour magazine, he said. That led to Glamour editor-in-chief Samantha Berry comping him a subscription. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso from Kinderhook is disappointed with President Donald Trump's response to Russia's alleged election meddling. Quote, I'm disappointed in that, end quote, Faso said during a recent interview in Kingston. Quote, I do think that we need to be much more forthright about the fact that the Russians have malign intentions toward the United States, end quote. On March 26, the State Department announced it was expelling 60 Russian diplomats, but not because of election interference. The expulsions came in retaliation for Russia's alleged involvement in the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in England. Faso also complained that the State Department has not spent any of the $120 million set aside to counter Russian efforts to meddle in elections and hack such infrastructure as electrical grid and U.S. aviation systems. Quote, I think we have to be much tougher on the Russians, he said. Quote, I was pleased to see the Justice Department bring the action against the Iranian nationals for cybercrimes, but I'm not satisfied with the degree to which we have taken action against the Russians, end quote. Faso says, quote, I have no way of knowing, end quote, whether the investigation of the president's involvement with Russia plays any part in the administration's lack of action on Russian issues. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.